Yes, we were in New Albany for many years, but in the last 25, 30 years in Columbus. And we have decided to talk to you this evening on the resurrection of the new creature. I'm sure that many do not realize the full import of this profession. And when you stop and consider that this is the masterpiece of divine creative power, making something out of nothing, it's very interesting. And when you stop to think how we are dwelling, this new creature is dwelling in a fallen human body. And the fight is on continually. Thank you. Day by day in every way. Yes, the fight is on. And therefore, if any man think, any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. And all things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. Galatians 6:15. For we are His, God's workmanship. Yes, indeed. Created in Christ unto good works. Yes, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in triumph to that end. Ephesians 2:10. Do we realize the full import of all this, these words, or do we just read them in a rather hazy way? Be in Christ the masterpiece of God's creative power, superior to angels. Cherubim, serve Him, supremely happy in their respective orders. All these people were happy in their respective orders. But mind you, the angels look down and they see what God is doing. My, He's passing us by. And He's going down to the planet Earth. And He's picking up not many great, not many mighty, not many noble, but chiefly the poor of this world, rich in hate. Oh, my, much has been said from this platform about faith. And that is wonderful. Do we have the faith today that will enable us to work out this great transformation from human-mindedness, mind of fallen-mindedness, to the divine? My, what a change. Yes. be in Christ the masterpiece, the first begotten, to be the head of the new creation. Our Lord, you see, is the great head, and the church his body members. For as the body is one and hath many members, so also is Christ, the Christ, yes. 1 Corinthians 12:28. This is indeed the masterpiece of God's creation. And now let us note that this new creature is now undergoing gradually the resurrection, the re-standing, the spirit of begetting, the great transformation begins, is taking place. First the babe in this development, then the embryonic new creature, then the young man, so to speak, in development, and then finally the full developed, and this gradual character development is a part of our resurrection. The great apostle Paul informs the Corinthians, now notice this, though I speak with the tongue of men and of angels, and have not love, I am become a sounding brass and tinkling cymbal, just a big noise. Yes. Therefore, dear brethren, realize that the heart of present truth is the development of the spirit-begotten new creature and the further development of the spiritual nature to the point of the march. Yes, there is a stage of development that all must attain. And that's the march. And they're holding fast. That's what many will not do. The great multitude will attain that necessarily, but not maintain it. They become weak, feeble-minded, to a certain extent, get their robe all dirty. God said, oh my, how they have failed. They have failed to see the full import of their spirit begetting and spiritual development. And mind you, how much is this? Did you ever stop to think what our pastor has told us about it? You know, I for 10 years could not go to meetings. I worked for the Pennsylvania Railroad from 3 to 11. I couldn't go any place, you see. So my office was my study. And mind you, my dear brethren, I read everything in the reprint from beginning to end. And that's where I live, in the reprint. And our pastor has given us a multitude of spiritual atmospheres in these articles in the reprint, and that's where the new creature should live. You don't get it out of the volume. So that's knowledge, all right. Yes. But you see, the apostle says, oh, I have all knowledge, understand all mysteries. Oh, I'm wonderful in the head. Oh, how is the heart? Yes, how is the heart? That's the big question, yes. Now then, you see, God the Father is watching us. Are we able to comprehend all this? Only those who have been likewise spirit begotten will attain. Yes. Will they? That's the big question. Therefore, these, the little flock, by faith, reckon they have risen with Christ and are now like him. Perfect partakers of the divine nature. Partakers of the divine nature, yes. And our pastor says, mind you, spirit beings in human bodies. There is a spiritual character development being developed in this carcass. And the fight is on. And the fight is desperate between the new will and the old will. Yes, indeed. The Apostle Paul says, oh, I think that I would do, I do not, and things I would not do, those things I do. Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this predicament? Oh, I see only our Lord Jesus Christ is the means of deliverance. Yes, indeed. Therefore, dear brethren, let us be on guard of all the promises of God in advance of, for it is true that it is a faithful saying, if we be dead with him, we shall live with him. 2 Timothy 2:11 and 12. Now, you know what that means? That means we have crucified and put to death all the fallen tendencies. And we're now living in the Spirit. You're dead, yes. And now, you're alive in Christ. Oh my, there is so much to this character development, the development of the new creature. Indeed, as our pastor informs us, we are spirit beings, yes, in human bodies. And how true it is, then, with these faithful who are dead, are we? And risen the second time. You know, we died in Adam, you see, and all was hopeless. But our Lord become the great rescuer, the corresponding Christ for Adam, and he redeemed us all from the fall. And now what's taking place? Well, that means every human being that ever lived on earth will have another trial for life. And that will be great work during the millennium in the mediatorial work. Every human being will be given time to pass over the highway of holiness. Did you ever stop to think that God has given us that privilege in advance? Yes, he has given to us the imputed righteousness of Christ. And thus with this imputed righteousness of Christ, the robe which we put on, that must be kept unsoiled. Yes. But now you see, the great company don't do that. They get it soiled. And Jehovah God says, well, I'll have to put you through the laundry. You've got all a lot of spots on their robe. But now they're faithful. They have an unspotted robe. And then we are dying again. Yes. Has the right to live upon this earth as a result of the great Redeemer and the Ransomer, our Lord Jesus Christ. We have a right to live on this earth, yes. But now we have given up that right to live on this earth forever for the hope of being of the immortal divine nature and being the masterpiece of God's creation and be a medium through which all mankind will be lifted up from the reign of sin and death attain everlasting life here upon the earth. And we know our Lord said, now I'll go through that process, and in the end I'll have sheep and goats. And then in the end he said, now here, Father, with all the sheep, I've destroyed all the goats. And our pastor, when he went to Palestine, he used to think there wouldn't be many goats. But when he went over there and saw so many goats, he come back and said, oh my, I think there's going to be a lot of goats in the end of the millennium. So now we have escaped all of this by having a right to live upon the earth, and then that is what we're presenting. We're making a sacrifice. Yes, our Lord sacrificed his right to live on the earth, and now every member of the body is sacrificing, giving up the right to live here on this earth. Now do we get instead? Why, we're getting the right to be the medium through which all mankind will be blessed in the mediatorial work. We'll be on the throne. And mind you, those that don't make good to all the requirements and have to go through the laundry and wash their robes, they'll only be before the throne. They will take orders from those on the throne. They will be spared things but not divine. Did you ever stop to realize what it means that we will be given bodies that are eternal, yes, everlasting, divine, life inherent, not dependent upon any other influence. We have that right all in ourselves. That's what we'll be given if we make our calling and election sure as new creatures in Christ Jesus. Now let us take heed here, for the apostle admonishes us, if then ye be risen with Christ, alive and active as new creatures, with Christ, seek those things the heavenly hopes, aims, and ambitions, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God the Father. Yea, set your affections upon things above. This, which are the great transitory arrangements, the Colossians 3, 1 and 2. Let us also take heed, take note, dear brethren, that all this being dead and risen with Christ is now a mental process. Yes, personality. That is being developed, and the mental state of the new creature determines the worthiness of the divine body in the end. Now God, as he sizes us up, he says, now, I see there is a fight going on, and that fight is terrific. And the new will, the new mind, is determined to be loyal and faithful, but it cannot do it in that fallen body. Now, what will I do? Why, all I need to do is to give that personality, that character development, a divine body. Then it can function. It can be able to do what it wants to do. But we have to attain that now while we're in this crisis. God in his wisdom can see and understand. And the Apostle Paul gives this good illustration here in this fight. And he said, oh my, now he was a good example. But what did he say? The things that I would do, I do not. Things I would not do, those things I do. Yes. So you see, He saw the remedy. And then in the end, he could say, yes, I have fought a good fight, and I've kept the faith. Therefore, a crown of righteousness laid up for me. Yes, he fought a good fight. Indeed, he did. This power of the resurrection will only be ours, dear brethren, if we are permitting this mighty power of God to work within us now, in our present resurrection, making us ready for the divine body. You know, it's interesting when you stop to think that the development will be so great and so thorough that in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, just like that, you will be changed from this human carcass into the divine body. No sleep necessary. Not now. Of course, the faithful hadn't sleep up to 1878. And no sleep now. One is faithful, there can be a change. Horror! Yes. It's like Elijah went up. I wouldn't be a bit surprised, and in the end, when the final members of the body that are on this side are taken up, that's what happens. What do you know? Look what's going on. Yes. Oh, you see, they're caught up. Yes. In here, join the Lord, and then when he gets them all together, then he takes them to the Father. He says, here, Father, is my bride, all complete, 144,000. Yes. Then he'll pronounce the blessing upon the marriage. And say, now, bring forth a lovely family. You know, I'd like to give you a picture here. When that takes place, our Lord will be the second Adam. Eve by his side, the second Eve, the church. You know, the Father, yes, he brings in the bacon, provides the living, but don't the mother do all the nurturing of the children? Yes. And what will our Lord do when he raises the human body out of the grave? Why, he'll lay them in the lap of Mother Eve, right by his side, and she will take them to her breast, so to speak, and nurture them up to the great highway of holiness. You know, see how important the second Adam, the second Eve will be. She will be very important. She will do all the details in regard to, then she'll have the great company before her, not on the throne. And then if she wants any spanking done, she'll tell a great company what to do, and they'll do it. You know, I made that statement one time in a place, and I was taking a task about it, and I had to give them the page where it was found, where our pastor said, yes, the great company will be the police force on the new order. Yes, they'll do the work. The church will issue the orders, and they will carry them out. So you see, to be a new creature in Christ Jesus means so much, my dear brethren. And do we really realize it all? Now then, let us look well to ourselves, that we lose not these things which we have learned and the source of that information. I like the source of the information. And let us also take note of the fact that merely the knowledge of the great divine plan of the ages is not all that is required. Now we study these volumes and we get the great knowledge, understand the various details, the merging of things and all of that. That's all headwork. But that's not going on to perfection. No. Now let's see how we have a wonderful lesson in the Bible along this line. Of the great divine plan of the ages is not all that is required of us. And to this fact, let us note the admonition of the great apostle Paul to the Hebrew church in his day. Hebrews 5 and 6. Now notice what he says. And quote, now here's a quote from Hebrews 5. He said, now there is a great blessing, the called of God and high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Oh my, I wish I could talk to you about that, but I can't do it. Oh my, no. Why? Of whom we have many things to say. Now this is the Apostle Paul talking to the Hebrew church. Many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, now get this, and I want you to get this. For the time that you ought to be teachers, ye are in need of milk. Need of one to teach you. See what they've failed to do? One failed altogether. Now then, the first principle of the oracles of God and are become such as have need of milk. Now they were utterly failing to see the oracles of God, the great change that we're talking about here now. And he says, now you're in need of milk. Now not of strong meat. What is the strong meat then? The going on to perfection. That strong meat. Making the development of Christ-likeness like our Lord. And he was like the Father. So then if we have a Christ-like character, we have a godly character. That's exactly what he wants. What he wants. Then we will be his divine family. His immediate royal reigning family. My. What a privilege is ours. Now the Hebrew church didn't do it. Now I see why. You know, I have such need of milk. For everyone that seeth, that useth milk, is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Now this is the Apostle Paul talking, not me. He's a babe, verse 14. But strong meat belongeth to them that are full age, even those which by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both the difference between good and evil. And now note the remedy. He gives them the remedy for the situation. For their lack of understanding, chapter 6, therefore, now, he says, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, Let us go on to perfection. That's developed the Christ-like character. Go on to perfection. The development of the great spiritual character, the heart of Christ's teachings, then he mentions the various aspects of knowledge. Of knowledge as repentance, yes, faith towards God, baptism, resurrection, and eternal judgment. All this knowledge and understanding that you get in the volume. He said, that's what you're doing, but you're failing utterly to see the development of a Christ-like character. Now I can talk to you about this great mystical priesthood, the Melchizedek priesthood. I can only talk to you on the small items. Yes, therefore they were, and then he says, the danger of falling away from the more mere knowledge of the divine plan. Now we want to get this thing first in our mind. The knowledge all enables us to see the wisdom of God in presenting ourselves living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto God, and becoming more and more Christ-like. Then that mark, oh my, that mark is pretty high. Well, now, the whole company may arrive at that mark. And what will happen there? Well, you see, there is a standing period. After attaining that lofty state of development, will we be able to stand there and take that stand? And now, as all kinds of ideas are coming in among us today, will we be diverted by any of these different ideas, or will we continue to stand fast after attaining the mark? Now then, there is something to be done after that. Let's see what that is. Now then, we see here the Hebrew brethren where this great danger, we're in great danger, not seeing the necessity of spiritual begetto. The great instantaneous, yeah, acceptance of the divine body. As we are told concerning these living at the end of the gospel age, as I said before, will be caught up and be changed in a moment and tinkling of an eye instantaneously. These, of course, will have all that is necessary to receive the divine body. And now let us call your attention again to the Apostle Paul's admonition to the Christian church, Corinthian church, in 1 Corinthians 13:1. Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries, all knowledge, and though I have faith that I could remove mountains, and have not love, faith or development, I am nothing. Ain't that a lot? I am nothing. That's what he said. And have not love. Therefore, do we see the importance of Christ-like development? This is what it takes to attain the objective membership in the body of Christ. And now, dear brethren, As the darkness is settling down over the earth, a darkness that can be felt like the darkness that prevailed over Egypt of old, let us not sleep, because we're become weary in well-doing. But let us watch and be sober, vigilant, fully on guard, and be ready, having attained the mark. And let us stand fast to those things with respect to the medium through which we get all this information. Yes, I am still loyal to that medium information. The present truth has reached our hearts and minds, and take heed that no man take thy crown. We're now in a time when there are crown losings. Some are taking the place of those who lose. And the Apostle Paul is interested in that. He said, now I see I have been faithful, and there is a crown laid up for me. Now, will we be able to say that in the end of our career? I wonder. Yes. The great decision. The mind versus the will. We cannot serve the Master Master's order, we must be denied. It must be settled before we are accepted to membership in the body of Christ. Hence, it is that a full consecration of all that we have and is necessary for membership in the body of Christ. Henceforth, there is only the one will. That's all. The will of Christ. And that's motivating us in all that we do. Is it? That's the big question. And as we see that the apostle explains that in the case of the new creature in Christ, from the divine standpoint, the body is treated as dead, but the spirit, our mind, is treated as alive. Yes, we are indeed dead. And now then, our habits are all in the hands of Jehovah God. And he's able to see and understand all we do and why we do. Yes. So he's able to read our hearts and our minds, yes. This is indeed the oracles of God that Paul spoke about to the Hebrews, the great mystical operation of transformation of character, the oracles, the great divine power. Yes. And now, dear brethren, may the God of all grace, yes, he that called us unto the eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after ye have suffered a while, make you perfect. Now listen to what we have here. Make you perfect, establish, a long period of perfection, establish, strengthen, additional supports. Be like when you build a wall and you have this extra support there, that's the strengthen and settle. Now we've got to do all that and be settled. Be permanently fixed in our heart and mind so that God can say, yes, now I see all I need to do is to give that personality a divine body. And I'll have my family, all life inherent, immortal, my, the angelic realm looks down and says, oh my, how we would like to be in that group, but God has passed us by. Now there is a great need for that. I'm going to tell you why God has called these fallen human beings instead of other beings of high and lofty ability. None others had experience with the reign of sin and death. And every one of these who God selects in the body of Christ will have gone through the misery, death, of the reign of sin and death. And then they will come sympathetic priesthood to instruct people on other planets. And you'll not have to have evil on another planet. God picked out the little planet Earth to permit the beginning. Now look at the great army. He'll have not only the body of Christ, but he'll have the ancient worthies who our pastor says, after they've finished their work here, they'll be changed into the spirit realm. And then there will be a lot of people that he calls the consecrated and not spirit begotten, who are loyal and faithful to everything that's going on among the groups that are in. There'll be some consecrated but not spirit begotten. He said they'll be changed into the spirit realm. Then that whole army have all gone through the reign of sin and death. And then they can instruct others on other planets. And I think God picked a little planet Earth for that purpose. Now he's got this great army that he can use. Now then, in conclusion, I'm going to tell you what I'd like for you to do. Our pastor has given us a wonderful article page 3203, the second column in the reprint about second death, and a remarkable article on character development. And he says this: we are spirit beings in human bodies. And then the article all along that. And then he said, now again another article: all spiritual, are we astral new creatures or just fractions? Wonderful article. Then another article, all in the reprint. And he says, now here is that crystallization, fixation, a permanent situation that we have attained. Now he's got wonderful articles, all spiritual, along those lines. And that's where I live, in the reprint. And I recommend you do likewise. So may God bless you.
You never cease to be amazed at the ministry of Brother. His eye is not dim, and his natural force is not abated. Before we close this evening's meeting, we have several announcements. Tomorrow evening is scheduled an immersion service. Anyone who desires to symbolize their consecration, please contact Brother Ken Bordee before that time, preferably this evening. Another announcement concerns our eating at the cafeteria. It seems that from the time announced on our program, in other words, for instance, if we eat breakfast at the announced time of 8 o'clock, we have 25 minutes between 8 o'clock and 8:25 to be served. This is the help at the cafeteria request that we arrive there 25 minutes, no later than 25 minutes after the scheduled time. And that will go also for lunch and supper. So all the fellowshipping that we have to do or want to do could be after that time, not before. There will be a car from the hall tonight over here again, from the hall to the dormitory. Anyone caring to doesn't want to walk, they can ride. We will now have our evening service, Songs in the Night, and it's taken from June 23rd, Ephesians 4, 1 and 2. Walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. We show our appreciation of God's mercy toward us by schooling ourselves in his character and becoming more and more merciful and generous toward all the household of faith. And if mercy toward the brethren, naturally, we would be generous also toward all men. In other words, as we remember and appreciate our own weaknesses and blemishes, it will make us sympathetic with the brethren and with all mankind. And mercy, generosity, sympathy, God delights them. Such as cultivate these graces of the Spirit will be pleasing in the Lord's sight, and they will thereby be fitted and prepared to have a share with Jesus in the throne of glory. For that great messianic kingdom will be established for the very purpose of showing mercy unto thousands of mankind who will return to divine favor and blessing under clearer knowledge and with the assistance that will then be afforded.
Brother, do you have a closing hymn? Do you have a closing hymn?
We'll close this evening with the use of Appendix K, the Rise on the Last Verse, and our brother will lead us in closing prayer. Appendix K.
Father, which art in heaven, in whom we live and move and have our being, hallowed be thy holy name. We thank thee that thou hast opened our eyes and our ears to the great beauty and the wonderful privilege of this great divine plan. How during this gospel age thou art collecting the medium through which all mankind will be blessed. And we are actually having the privilege of being in that company. Oh, to be nothing, than only to lie at thy feet as broken on an empty vessel for the master you made me. And we pray thy blessing upon us now as we separate and go our various rooms, and we thank thee for the songs in the night, and may we, as we go to bed, think of these things and be refreshed tomorrow.
for another blessed fellowship of those of like precious faith. These favors we humbly ask in Jesus' dear name. Amen.